Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Gardaí conducting searches for missing people informed by the premonitions of clairvoyance sounds like something from an Ireland long gone, but not so according to Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent at the Irish Times. Welcome, Conor.
Hi, Brendan.
Conor, tell me about the story you had this week about clairvoyant tip-offs that Gardaí received. This is around the case of, and people may have listened to this podcast, where is Jan? The missing Icelandic poker player, Jan Jansson.
Yeah, so Jan Jansson went missing in 2019. He's an Icelandic man who came over with his fiancée to Dublin for a trip to Ireland and to take part in a poker tournament. He left to the Bonnington Hotel in North Dublin in the morning and basically vanished without a trace. Gardaí have been searching for him since then. The family have been desperately seeking answers to what happened. And as I said there, it was the subject of a high-profile kind of podcast by RTE and the Icelandic broadcaster RUV earlier this year. That resulted in, and there's been tip-offs to Gardaí throughout this missing persons case, but the podcast generated a fresh set of tip-offs. Two of those tip-offs came from psychic mediums or clairvoyants. One suggested that Mr. Jansson's remains might be found in a very specific place in Santry Domain. And this is a park in Santry, which Gardaí had searched previously based on separate tip-offs for Mr. Jansson without success. So they went back based on this information from this psychic and searched an area around a tree where they believed he might have been buried. Nothing was found. Separately, another psychic came forward and said that they had information that Mr. Jansson suffered a medical episode of some sort, and a fatal medical episode, and died, and that his remains might be located in a farm area around Collins Avenue, also in North Dublin. And that led Gardaí to launch a second search. And these searches were conducted with cadaver dogs. So they weren't nothing, you know. There was a lot of
effort. So people might be surprised at this, that, you know, you think that the Gardaí are trained to be sceptical about this kind of stuff. They're more used to dealing with kind of hard scientific evidence. How do they approach these sorts of tip-offs from psychics?
It's a tough one for Gardaí because, as you said, they're trained to be sceptics. But they're also investigators in missing persons case are used to dealing with tip-offs from the public, which nearly by definition, it's a messy business. You know, people will come forward with vague information, with half-remembered information. So they have to pick and choose what information they act on and what priority they give to things and how to assign limited resources. And that's the approach they take with stuff from people claiming to have kind of, I suppose, extrasensory abilities. excuse me. So there is no set guidance within An Garda Síochána for approaching this type of thing.
I think you also said in your piece that Gardaí might often think that this person is saying that it's paranormal evidence, but that this might be information they came across in another way.
Well, see that's the thing. That's the reason why you have to probably chase down these leads, or why investigators have to chase down these leads. Because yes, perhaps this is someone who picked up this information. Maybe they overheard it. And I'm not saying this is at all in what happened with the Mr. Jansson's case. Of course, yeah. But just in general, Gardaí, maybe they might think this person is trying to hide the source of this information by claiming it's, came to them in a vision or a dream or whatever. Okay. So they have to be seen to chase it down. But the other thing is, there's a degree of working with families. So psychics will often come to families first before they go to Gardaí. And the more high profile a case, the more likely it is that these people will come forward. And this didn't happen in Mr. Johnson's case, as far as I'm aware. But in more other cases, psychics will come to a family and say, I have a vision that your loved one is buried here, or there's information or evidence here. And Gardaí, they work. I want to work with the family. Okay, they want to keep the family outside. Yeah. So they do feel families, like they have to chase down
it. Do families tend to welcome that? I suppose it depends. Like, in one way, if you're feeling desperate, you'll take any shred of hope. But equally, I'd say it could be quite upsetting, like, if some kind of medium comes to you claiming to know stuff.
I think families in missing person cases, especially long-running missing person cases, they go through a special type of hell. It's, you know, the lack of closure is incredibly hard to deal with. So when someone comes to them with any shred of hope that their loved one might be found alive or dead, you know, it's natural for them to latch on to that. Some families welcome it. Other families, though, find it quite distressing. It can cause splits in families. And in very high-profile cases, you get psychics coming forward, or people claiming to be psychics, and it can be really distressing, because they'll be asking for belongings or bits of clothing belonging to the missing person, which they think might be able to aid in their search. So it can be very distressing. And for Gardaí, I think most, if not all, Gardaí view it very skeptically and view it as, at best, a diversion and a distraction and a diversion of you know, limited resources.
And Conor, in terms of well-known cases in Ireland where clairvoyants, I suppose you could say, inserted themselves into the situation, like when Gardaí were investigating the disappearance of Jojo Dullard back in 1996, there was a clairvoyant input there, wasn't there?
Yeah, if you go back through the archives, and it's particularly the case with cases like Jojo Dullard and other people, the other missing women involved in who were the subject of Operation Trace. So, like, that group of missing women who went missing in the Leinster area in the 1990s, clairvoyants pop up again and again in those cases. Annie McCarrick is another one, Fiona Pender, typically come forward to families and say they've had a vision, and that the families or family members or people associated with the case will come to Gardaí and say, please listen to this clairvoyant, please search this area. And Gardaí have done so. But
was there a water diviner got involved in the search for Bobby Ryan? People will remember the so-called Mr. Moonlight case.
Yeah, that's probably one of the more recent cases. The psychic input has been a factor in many cases, probably dropped off in more recent years. But in the Mr. Moon case, Bobby Ryan, a farmer who went missing in County Tipperary, a water diviner came forward. This came out during the trial. He said that he had used two rods and a map, and in combination with his psychic powers, and he determined that maybe there was evidence in a flooded area or a water area in Ardmore in Waterford, and Gardaí felt they needed to chase down every lead, so they sent divers down there with no success. Nothing was found. In fact, a year after he went missing, Mr. Ryan was found in a water tank just yards from where he went missing on a farm in County Tipperary.
So in terms of any evidence, even internationally, have you looked into this? Is there any records of psychics ever solving a case or helping?
Nothing solid. Certainly not in Ireland. If I'm speaking to Gardaí here, they couldn't name a single case that psychics were successful in providing information led to a breakthrough. In the UK, there's a couple of documents for the UK College of Policing which say that psychics are very likely to come forward or more likely to come forward in missing persons, high-profile missing person investigations, but that these should be treated with extreme skepticism, and should be their information they get should be treated in the context of the case, but should be viewed with I suppose, or take with a grain of salt. I suppose one curious document I came across, of all places, on the CIA's website, which did a small study in the 70s, which found, they looked at 11 cases where psychics had been used, and they said 8 of those cases, psychics had provided information which was helpful to the case, and in one case, but the proviso there is, this is from 1977, and it's a very, very small
CIA
story.
Have a fairly wacky history in certain kind of ways as well, in what the kind of stuff they're into. Okay, Conor Gallagher from the Irish Times, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.